for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. This weekend marks the real beginning of holiday theater in Central Kentucky. Numerous shows begin their runs. Here to give us a preview of those programs is Rich Copley, who covers arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, one of the especially suited for children is Madeline's Christmas. It's being put on by the Lexington Children's Theater.
Yes, every year the Lexington Children's Theater always whips up a big holiday show that they do over in the Lexington Opera House. So it's got a big eventy kind of feel to it. And this year it's Madeline's Christmas, the children's book character that most every child has at least heard a couple of stories about. And this is sort of their big holiday thing. And it really kicks off a few weeks of a lot of theater productions in the area. Some of them are opening this weekend. Some of them will be opening in coming weeks. And there are a few that are already running, like Looking for Mrs. Santa Claus, which we talked about a few weeks ago at Studio Players, kind of counterbalancing the children's Fair and Madeline's Christmas. Actors Guild of Lexington is opening The Seafarer this weekend, which is a Christmas time tale, a more Irish tale with based on drunken Irishmen.
What about Book of Liz?
Book of Liz is it's not necessarily a holiday show, but sort of Balagula Theater's intention with that was to put on something that's kind of fun and thoughtful at the holiday season. They've had a couple of heavy plays already this year, and they're going to have a few more in the new year. And Book of Liz is by Amy and David Sedaris, and it is about a woman who leaves kind of a cloistered order when she feels like she's not appreciated enough, and goes out into the world and kind of finds that the world is a very strange place. And strange as only the Sedarises can do it.
And it is the season to listen to The Messiah. It's being presented this evening at two venues.
It is, and kind of similar productions, though they have their differences. Last year, Scott Terrell, the new, well, I guess we need to stop calling him new at some point, but, you know.
Relatively new.
You know, when you consider the previous music director at the Philharmonic was there for 37 years, yes. But anyway, he introduced a really kind of, I don't want to say cut down, but a smaller, more intimate Messiah presentation, trying to get back to the Baroque roots of the piece and to give sort of a lighter feel to it than had traditionally been done with the big Messiahs they did at the Singletary Center. So tonight it will be presented at Calvary Baptist Church. And just a few blocks over at Christ Church Cathedral, they are presenting their annual Messiah, which also kind of has a Baroque feel to it. There are some differences in the, particularly in the choruses, but all kind of a smaller feel. In a few weeks, you'll have the Lexington Singers come in with a really big Messiah right before the Christmas holiday comes to a crescendo, so to speak.
Well, we're going to close out this segment, Rich, with a thank you.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Go to weku.fm and go to the events calendar there. Information is also available in Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.